T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, right to our Okadar Jewelers Talk and text lines. Pork Chop in Mandeville. Go ahead, Pork Chop. You're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's happening, Pork Chop?
How you been, Mikey? Dave, what's going on, Christian?
Thank you. All right, baby, I'm doing good. Listen, before you start, let me, because I got told this afternoon. Man, prayers out for my boy, Brother Kurtz. Yeah, he passed away last night. Big-time Saints fan, man. Him and his dad, man, from day one, have always been, you know, his dad passed away a few years back, always the biggest Saints fan. But Brother Kurtz passed away last night quietly, and, man, God bless him and his family. Brother's a guy, always would come see us pregame and talk to us about things and about the Saints. And, man, I know one thing. Saints were his first love. You know, that he was number one on the list. So, brother, man, God bless you. And we had some good times together.
Oh, God bless him and his family. And who that out to them. Look, I won't be long. A couple of thoughts and observations. And I've been hearing for last several years, you know, about the Saints' offensive line and how it's a strength. And I don't completely agree or disagree. It would have not have hurt my feelings in the draft had the Saints gone for a guard. And the reason I say that is I just have not been real happy with Pete and Ruiz. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that, for one. And of course, the question mark at left tackle.
Hold on one second, Pork Chop. Hold on one second, Pork Chop. So Andrews Pete was not there today.
Nope.
Cesar Ruiz was working with the twos and what I saw.
Really? Imagine
the same
that.
Thing, Mike?
So that's just saying, hey, you know, got to work your way back, brother. Got to work your way back.
Pork Chop, I'm not as bothered by
it is OTAs, so
yeah.
you take that with a grain of salt. Because,
yes.
Listen, if you started tomorrow, Cesar Ruiz and Pete are going to be your starters.
Yeah, and Pork Chop, I don't know if Mike would agree with this, but I'm not as uninspired by Andrews Pete as I am perhaps Cesar Ruiz. Like, in other words, I think Andrews Pete gets a bad rap from Bobby sometimes. I think Bobby's really hard on him, and I think he plays pretty well. Now, he does struggle in the passing game. A little bit with the speed rushers, in particular guys like Aaron Donald. But,
yeah, but
Aaron Donald makes a lot
like
of people
that.
Look bad.
There's only one Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I mean,
out
so,
there.
Me and Mike tease Bobby all the time. He's probably a little too hard on Andrews Pete.
Yeah, Andrews Pete,
you,
the deal with him is his health.
Yeah.
Man, come on. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's the key to Pete.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Christian. I'm not as down on him as I would be Ruiz. I think back on Drew's injury, and I think we signed that guy from San Francisco, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Kentavious Street.
Uh-huh.
He's a player. I'm going to tell you this. Kentavious Street can play. Now, he had a real bad knee injury prepping for the draft, and he's been sort of a spot player with the 49ers. But I can tell you, man, that dude can move around. And he is, you talk about a strong guy. He's super strong. You can see it in his upper body. And the way he can get his arms up and then around someone. And you could tell he's been coached by Ryan Nielsen. Those techniques, that's a Ryan Nielsen technique deal. So,
and underneath, Mike, he leverages really well.
He's such a power player at the point of attack. And you can see that, man, the way he drilled Drew, which I still don't think was a penalty. I guess you can't even hardly touch a quarterback today. But what he did, I mean, come on, isn't that just like regular football to me?
Yeah, he was a really good player for San Francisco. And I think you're right about the depth in our defensive line.
Man, they got some there. They got some talent there.
We got one more Pork Chop.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyway, I was wanted to get your thoughts. When the Saints drafted Andrews Pete, I think at round 10, if I can remember right.
Yeah, it was the 10th, right in that area.
The 10th pick,
right.
Not round 10.
Well, I thought we'd have left tackle for years, and I was just concerned about our left tackle position. I think we've been spoiled there with Armstead. I mean, all these prognosticators that are down on Penning, if he doesn't pan out, I mean, I think we got a bigger problem there. It doesn't matter how many receivers we got.
Pork chop. Yes, think sir. About this. I was talking about this. I can't remember who I was talking with at camp today. The Saints have been so successful for so long now. They're now targets. Like the national media in particular are actively rooting. A lot of them are actively rooting for their demise. They want to see them because they've been so relevant for 16 years. So they're panning a lot of picks like Chris Olave, Trevor Penning. I'm not down on Trevor Penning, Mike. Are you?
I'm not. Now, I do think he's a little bit of a work in progress as a pass protector for a couple reasons. One, he didn't face that big-time guy every week like you're going to face in the NFL. You're going to be facing, most of the time, the top pass rusher for an opponent. When you're playing left tackle, that right defensive end or outside linebacker, that's who you're going to go up against. Now, sometimes they swing him around a little bit, but most of the time that's what's going to happen. And secondly, in watching him on tape, the guys that have given him problems have not been the 6'3", 6'4", guys with length. It's the little bitty dudes. It's the 5'11", 6-foot guys that leverage around him and get a hard inside move on him. Those are the guys that have given him more trouble than the bigger player. Now, listen, there ain't a lot of 6-foot guys in the National Football League that's playing defensive end. There's not a lot. There's a few, but not a lot of them. And I think his growth as a pass protector will tell you, will he start the season as a starter or not? And if he doesn't, James Hurst can fill in there until Penning gets it. But I'm not down on Trevor Penning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.